Hello, everybody, and welcome to the One Sound Mind podcast. I am Kevin Williams, and we're going to take a little bit of a different tack in this episode. We are going to take a look at an experience that I had this weekend. I headed out to join a terrific group of people at the South Killingly Congregational Church in Connecticut and had the opportunity to share some experiences with them that were pretty unique. Mainly in that I ended up preaching for that day. And when we started to take a look at what was going on, this was an unexpected situation, so I had to kind of scramble and think on my feet a little bit as to how we were going to approach things. Took a quick look at this week's scripture, and for this past Sunday, it was Transfiguration Sunday. Now, it's a story that a lot of people are familiar with, and a story that a lot of people focus on the aspect of the change that happens and takes place with Jesus. However, I took it a slightly different direction, and it raised some great conversation. If you look at the text, and I'm working from the Message Bible in this case, and you look at the word that says, "When Moses and Elijah had left, Peter said to Jesus, 'Master, this is a great moment. Let's build three memorials, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' He blurted this out without thinking. While he was babbling on like this, a light, radiant cloud enveloped them. As they found themselves buried in the cloud, they became deeply aware of God. Then there was a voice out of the cloud, 'This is my son, the chosen. Listen to him.'" Now, we took a look at a couple of aspects. The first was from the disciples' perspective. And again, I don't know about you, but if this cloud just enveloped me and I heard the voice of God, I would be a little freaked out. It would be a little scary. But time and time again in the Bible, it's reflected the words, "Fear not." And those words are there for a reason. They're there to reassure us. They're there to let us know that what we are experiencing, what we are hearing is ultimately for good. It is for the right direction. It is for the path that we should be following. And all we need to do is listen. The challenge in today's society is that the ability to sit still, be quiet, and listen is incredibly difficult. Our lives are cluttered. Our calendars are cluttered with business meetings, with school activities, with after-school sports, with that call that you needed to make to a friend or associate about a particular item, with the hobbies that you have yourselves, to the point where by the end of the day, you're collapsing in a lump on the couch, watching television mindlessly, not even caring what's on, just because you're thoroughly exhausted. The only way to break a pattern or a cycle is to deliberately change what you do. And so from this angle or this aspect, we discussed, how do we change this pattern of an inability to listen? Let's face it, it creates all sorts of problems. Whenever communication breaks down, oftentimes it's because a party is not listening that needs to. And I know that there have been times in my life when I have been having a conversation with someone and I have shared my thoughts. And as they started to share their thoughts, I wasn't paying attention to what they were saying. I was thinking about what I needed to say next. And then it becomes a monologue instead of a dialogue, and communication breaks down. So how do we get past all this? How do we get away from the noise? How do we, as commanded by God, listen to God's Son, the Chosen? Well, we can start by scheduling time. Now, each person's going to have to look at this differently because each person has a different, better part of the day. For me, it's morning. I can start out in the morning and read some information or pick up some information and carry that through the rest of my day. If I wait until the end of the day, till all of my meetings and busyness are over and I'm collapsed in a lump, I cannot pay attention to what I'm hearing, what I'm reading, what I'm understanding. It just isn't going to happen. So I need to actually book time in my schedule each morning in order to focus quietly, center myself, and be able to gather that information that I need to hear. So how do we know what information to go after when we have this quiet time? We need to build tools and resources around us that help us get there. Now, for me, the easiest is to have a devotional. There are many awesome devotionals out there, some created by local churches, some are published commercially, some are available just for download from the internet. There are a variety of places you can go, but the main thing is find a devotional with a topic or an image that's important to you and leverage that to start your exploration of God's Word, to allow yourself to listen to the still speaking God and to understand exactly what it is that Jesus was trying to instruct us to do through what he taught. Now, devotionals come in all shapes and sizes. There are some that are specific to how we conduct ourselves in business. There are some that are focused clearly on how we conduct ourselves in relationships. Whatever it is, whatever the topic is that's important to you, there is a solution out there that you can read and leverage and understand. Now, maybe you say to yourself, I don't really have that time to read in the morning. And I would argue that if you schedule the time and you honor that commitment, you could come up with it. But let's say, for argument's sake, that's too big a jump. Well, there are any number of podcasts out there that provide this type of context, this type of information. Those you can download, you can listen to them in your car on your commute to and from work. And this provides you with the ability to pick up that information, to study the Word in a fashion that's going to align with your lifestyle and how you're going about doing things. Regardless of the tool you select, have a tool or series of tools that you're going to leverage every single day. Now, how do we make sure that this sticks? We honor our commitments to build habits. The more you do something day in, day out, the more it becomes a habit, the more it becomes guaranteed that it is a part of your life. Now, the problem with trying to develop a habit typically is that we're human, we're fallible. There are going to be times when we're going to interrupt our schedule and do something that isn't quite the way that we would normally want to conduct our day. Maybe it's that business call overseas that happens early in the morning. Maybe it's that you've got a sick child at home and now you've got to schedule doctor's appointments and it's totally broken up your day. Maybe it's that time to reach out that you haven't taken to touch base with a family member that you haven't talked to in a while that you really do need to catch up with. These things do happen, and they're going to happen, and we have to allow them to happen. But the key is not to let one defining moment overshadow several defining moments that build on each other. So if today was the day that you missed because you weren't able to take the time, then make sure that you double down on your efforts tomorrow to get back to that regular schedule. And the more frequently you get long strings of days intact that you're doing this, and it's only a few scattered different types of days that create interruptions, the more you build the habit of listening to Jesus, of listening to his word. So at the end of the day, we simply need to schedule time, equip ourselves with tools to leverage during those times, and honor that time as strong as any other commitment that we might have on our schedule. If we do that, then we're allowing ourselves the ability to follow the instructions as the voice out of the cloud shared, "This is my son, the chosen. Listen to him."